Y aquí estamos una semana más en The Broadway a la Gran Vía. Hoy vamos a terminar de escuchar, tal como les prometimos, el musical Assassins de Stephen Sondheim. La semana pasada escuchamos el primer acto y les hablamos del tema ciertamente macabro de este musical, es decir, todos aquellos personajes de la historia que asesinaron o intentaron asesinar a algún presidente de los Estados Unidos. Desde John Wilkes Booth, el asesino de Abraham Lincoln, hasta Lee Harvey Oswald, el presunto asesino de John Kennedy, Sondheim, con su brillantez narrativa habitual, presenta un relato anacrónico en el que todos estos asesinos se muestran como una banda unida por un profundo sentimiento de inadaptación social que creen que la única manera de solucionar sus problemas y los del país pasan por matar al presidente de los Estados Unidos.
Hey, pal, don't despair. You wanna shoot a president. Come on and shoot a president.
A pesar de ser personas que vivieron en épocas distintas, Sondheim los hace interactuar gracias a la magia del teatro. En una escena vemos que Squeaky Fromm, una de las novias de la cruel hermandad creada por Charles Manson, que intentó matar a Gerald Ford, la vemos junto a John Hinckley, quien hizo lo mismo con Ronald Reagan. Ella se mofa de él por su ridículo e imposible amor por la actriz Jodie Foster. Hinckley dispara una y otra vez sobre una imagen proyectada de Ronald Reagan, pero por más que dispara, la imagen se regenera de nuevo. Ella, por su parte, expresa lo enamorada que está de Charles Manson.
Wind and water and sky. Jody, tell me, Jody, how I can earn your love. I would swim oceans, I would move mountains, I would do anything for you. What do you want me to do? I am unworthy of your love. Jody, Jody, let me prove worthy of your love. Tell me how I can earn your love, set me free. How can I turn your love to me?
I am nothing. Devil and God. Charlie, take my blood and my body for your love. Let me feel fire, let me drink poison, tell me to tear my heart in two. If that's what you want me to do, I am unworthy of your love. Charlie,
your life.
I would come take you from your cell.
You would be queen to me, not wife.
I would crawl barely deep through hell.
Baby, I'd die for
Baby,
you.
Baby, I'd die for
even
you.
Though, even though I will always know.
I am unworthy of your love. Charlie, darling,
let me
be worthy of your love.
I'll find a way to earn your love. Wait and see. Then you will turn your love to me.
Your love.
Thank you.
Otra escena presenta a Charles Guiteau flirteando con otra de las amantes de Charles Manson. Cuando ella le rechaza, se dirige a la estación en busca de su víctima, el presidente James Garfield. Una vez allí, reclama ser el embajador de Francia. Cuando es rechazado, dispara al presidente y lo mata. Después vemos a Guiteau escribiendo un poema poco antes de su ejecución y su final es descrito por el bardo, el mismo bardo que escuchábamos en el primer acto.
I am going to the Lordy. I am so glad. I am going to the Lordy. I am so glad. I am going to the Lordy. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I am going to the Lordy.
Come all ye Christians and learn from a sinner, Charlie Guiteau. Bound and determined he'd wind up a winner. Charlie had dreams that he wouldn't let go. Said nothing to it, I want it, I'll do it, I'm Charles J. Guiteau. Charlie Guiteau never said never or heard the word no. Faced with disaster, his heart would beat faster, his smile would just grow. And he'd say,
look on the bright side, look on the bright side, sit on the right side of the Lord. This is the land of opportunity, he is the lightning, you his sword. Wait till you see tomorrow, tomorrow you'll get your reward. You can be sad or you can be president, look on the bright side. I am going to the Lordy.
Charlie Guiteau drew a crowd to his trial, led them in prayer. Said, I killed Garfield, I'll make no denial. I was just acting for someone up there. The Lord's my employer, and now he's my lawyer, so do what you dare. Charlie said, hell, if I am guilty, then God is as well. But God was acquitted, and Charlie committed until he should hang. Still he sang.
Look on the bright side, not on the black side. Get off your backside, shine those shoes. This is your golden opportunity. You are the lightning and your news. Wait till you see tomorrow. Tomorrow you won't be ignored. You could be pardoned, you could be president. Look on the bright side. I am going to the Lordy.
Charlie Guiteau had a crowd at the scaffold.
I am so glad.
Filled up the square. So many people that tickets were raffled. Shine on his shoes, Charlie mounted the stair. Said never sorrow, just wait till tomorrow. Today isn't fair. Don't despair.
Look on the bright side, look on the bright side. Sit on the right side of the... I am going to the Lordy. I am so glad. I am going to the Lordy. I am so glad. I have unified my party. I have saved my country. I shall be remembered. I am going to the Lordy.
Look on the bright side, not on the sad side. Inside the bad side, something's good. This is your golden opportunity. You've been a preacher.
Yes, I have.
You've been an author.
Yes, I have.
You've been a killer.
Yes, I have.
You could be an angel.
Yes, I could.
Just wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow they'll all climb aboard. What if you never got to be president? You'll be remembered. bright side. Trust in tomorrow and the
Uno de los momentos más destacables de esta obra se produce durante el número de Another National Anthem, es decir, otro himno nacional. Aquí el ruido de la muchedumbre sustituye los lamentos de las víctimas de los asesinos, y los asesinos reiteran sus motivos: la corrupción moral del país, sus frustraciones personales, sus traumas, las injusticias sociales, y exigen sus premios. El bardo, una vez más, trata de poner un poco de sensatez, pero los asesinos anuncian la llegada de un nuevo himno para aquellos americanos desposeídos de sus sueños.
I did it because it is wrong for one man to have so much service when other men have none.
I did it to bring down the government of Abraham Lincoln and avenge the ravaged South.
I did it to prove to her my everlasting love.
I did it to make them listen to Charlie.
I did it because my belly was on the fire.
I did it to preserve the Union and promote the sale of my book.
I did it so my friends would know where I was coming from.
Where's my prize?
I did it because no one cared about the poor man's pain.
I did it so I'd know where I was coming from.
I want my prize.
I did it because the bosses made my belly burn.
I did it so she'd pay attention.
So I'd have someplace to come from and someplace to go.
Don't I get a prize?
I did it because they said I'd be ambassador to France.
I did it so they'd suffer in the North the way we'd suffered in the South.
I deserve a fucking
prize. I did it so there'd be a trial and Charlie would get to be a witness and he'd be on TV and he'd save the world.
Where's my prize?
I did it to make people listen.
Because she wouldn't take my phone call.
What about my prize?
Because nothing's stopping the fire.
I want my prize.
Nobody would listen.
It didn't mean a nickel. You just shed a little blood. And a lot of people shed a lot of tears. Yes, you made a little moment and you stirred a little mud. But it didn't fix the stomach and you've drunk your final bud. And it didn't help the workers and it didn't heal the country. And it didn't make them listen and they never said we're sorry.
Yeah, it's never gonna happen, is it? No, sir, never. No, we're never gonna get the prize.
No one listens.
Are we?
Never.
No, it doesn't make a bit of difference, does it?
Didn't. Never.
Fuck it.
Spread the word. Where's my prize?
I just heard on the news where the mailman won the lottery. Goes to show when you lose, what you do is try again. You can be what you choose, from a mailman to a president. There are prizes all around you if you're wise enough to see. The delivery boys on Wall Street and the usherettes a rock star.
Right, it's never gonna happen, is it? Is it?
No, man.
No, we'll never see the day arrive.
Spread the word.
Will we? No, sir, never. No one's ever gonna even care if we're alive. Are they?
Never.
Spread the word. We're alive.
So listen, listen,
listen. There's another national anthem playing, not the one you cheer at the ballpark.
Where's my prize?
It's the other national anthem saying, if you want to hear, it says bullshit.
It says never.
It says sorry.
Loud and clear.
It says listen to the tune that keeps sounding in the distance, on the outside coming through the ground. The hearts that go on pounding to the sound, getting louder every year. Listen to the sound. Where the other national anthem pokes the ones that can't get in to the ballpark.
Spread the word.
There's another national anthem pokes for those who never win. For the suckers, for the pikers, for the ones who might have been.
Love regretting, there are those who like extremes, there are those who thrive on chaos and despair, there are those who keep forgetting how the country's built on dreams.
People listen,
and the mailman won the lottery.
They may not want to hear it, but they listen once they think it's gonna stop again.
And the usherette's a rock star.
No, they may not understand all the words, all the same they hear the music. They hear the screams.
I got news.
They hear the song. They hear the drums.
You forgot about the country.
The muffled drums. The muffled.
forgotten you.
You know why I did it? Because there isn't any Santa Claus.
Where's my prize?
And you forgot.
What's my prize?
I have wicked
heels. Promises and lies.
That it's a place where you can make the lies come true.
Spread the word.
If you try.
Gotta spread the word.
That's all you have to do.
Right, all you have to do. Trying every day
until you get a prize.
Until you get a prize, until you get ahead. Mustn't get discouraged.
Spread the word.
Mustn't give up hope.
Up to you.
Don't say
you.
It's never gonna happen.
Spread the word.
You can always get a prize.
You can always get a prize.
You can always get your dream.
Sure, the mailman won the lottery.
En la escena 16 aparece Lee Harvey Oswald en la sexta planta del depósito de libros escolar de Texas a punto de suicidarse. Booth le interrumpe y trata de convencerle para que asesine a Kennedy. Invocando al resto de asesinos desde las sombras, Booth insiste en que solo de este modo se convertirá en parte de ellos, pero Oswald en principio se niega. Sin embargo, poco a poco, todos los asesinos comienzan a jalearle y a incitarle hasta que Oswald se asoma a la ventana y dispara a Kennedy.
And now we take you live to KTEX.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just browsing. But please, carry on with whatever you... Is that the right time? Yes? I don't know what's the matter with this watch. Excuse me for a moment.
Speaking to you from Love Field, where the President's plane has just touched down and is taxiing toward us across the tarmac. We understand the President plans to speak...
Dearest Marina, today I end my life so that your life can begin. Last night... I'm sorry, is that your note?
Fuck you!
We seem to have gotten off on the wrong foot here. It's my fault, I shouldn't have just bothered. You're not going, are you? Well, come on, I didn't mean to... Alec.
What did you call me?
Alec. You used to like that nickname back in Minsk. Marina said Lee sounded Chinese, so she called you Alec. Of course, I don't have to call you Alec. I just...
How do you know what Marina called me?
I know lots about you, Lee. Let's see. Born New Orleans, October 18, 1939. Father Robert died before your birth. Crazy mother, Marguerite. Dropped out of school at 17, joined the Marines. Court-martialed twice. Defected to the Soviet Union, October 1959. Defected back, June 1962. Married Marina Nikolaevna. Two children, June and Rachel. Current employment, stock boy. Texas School Book Depository, Dallas, Texas. Oh, and this morning, depressed over your estrangement from a wife who views you as a dismal and pathetic failure, you rose before dawn, kissed your sleeping children, put your last $100 and your wedding ring into a demitasse cup, which Marina's mother gave you for a wedding present, and came here to kill yourself.
Who are you?
I'm your friend, Lee.
I don't have any friends.
Yes, you do. You just haven't met them yet.
Show me your badge.
A what?
You bastards think you're so smart. I know my rights. You try to interrogate me at my place of business, I can sue you for harassment.
Ah, you think I'm with the FBI?
I have a right to see your badge.
Search me, Lee. You think I got a badge? Come on, search me. The FBI. You really love those morons, don't you? Hell, why wouldn't you? No one else cares if you live or die. Those guys can't get enough of you. How was your day, Lee? Sell any secrets to the Soviets? Sabotage any defense plants? Kick off your shoes. Tell us all about
it. Fuck you, whoever you are.
I'm sorry, Lee. It's just so sad. I mean, it's all you ever wanted, isn't it? Someone who won't leave you alone. Someone who wants to hear about your day. Someone, anyone. Your mother, Mother Russia, the Marines, your wife, Marina. Attention must be paid.
What's that mean?
It's from a play. About a salesman. A man very much like you, Lee. Independent, proud. A decent man who tries and tries but never gets a break. So he does something dumb. When things go really sour, when he realizes that his whole life has been a failure built on lies, he kills himself. And when he's dead, his wife stands at his grave and says, attention must be paid. She has to beg the world to pay attention to this poor, misguided nobody. I tell you something, Lee, I'm an actor, and I'm a good one. But Willie Loman is a part that I could never play. And I don't think that you should play it either.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you want, Lee?
You know so much, why don't you tell me?
You want what everybody wants. To be appreciated, to be valued. To be in other people's thoughts. For them to think of you and smile. You want somebody to love you, Lee. Right? Isn't that it? Lee?
Yes.
Forget it.
What?
It's never going to happen. It's a fantasy. You got to give it up.
I'm going to kill myself. Don't you think I've given it up?
No, I think you're going to kill yourself because you think that's how to get it. When I'm dead, then they'll be sorry. When I'm dead, they'll know how much they love me. When you close your eyes, you probably see the funeral, don't you, Lee? A gentle rain is falling. Everybody has umbrellas.
Shut up.
There's Marina weeping quietly, a sobbing children clutching at her skirt. Your mom, your dad, every boss who ever fired you.
Shut the fuck up!
Sorry, Lee. It's just so childish. It's so dumb.
You think it's dumb? If I shouldn't kill myself, then what should I do? Go home? Beg her to take me back? Plead with her? Beat her up?
You tried all that. It doesn't work.
I know it doesn't work, so tell me what I should do.
You should kill the President of the United States.
What?
His plane landed at the airport 15 minutes ago. He's coming into town to make a speech. His motorcade is going to go right past this window. When it does, you shoot him.
You're nuts.
Maybe I am. So what?
I didn't come here to shoot the president.
He didn't come here to get shot. All your life, you've been a victim, Lee. A victim of indifference and neglect. Of your mother's scorn, your wife's contempt. Of Soviet stupidity, American injustice. You finally had enough. So how are you planning to get even? By becoming your own victim.
I am not a murderer.
Who said you were?
You just said I should kill the president.
Lee, when you kill a president, it isn't murder. Murder is a tawdry little crime. It's born of greed or lust or liquor. Adulterers and shopkeepers get murdered. But when a president gets killed, when Julius Caesar got killed, he was assassinated. And the man who did it...
Brutus.
Ah, you know his name? Brutus assassinated Caesar, what, 2,000 years ago? And he is a high school dropout with a $1.25 an hour job in Dallas, Texas, who knows who he was. And they say fame is fleeting.
This is stupid, up here on the sixth floor. What would I do, throw school books at him?
What's in the package?
What package?
The package that you brought to work. What's in it?
Curtain rods.
You sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Marina wanted me to take them.
That's a Mannlicher Carcano, 6.5 millimeter. Stopping range 900 yards. The sight's already been adjusted.
Who are you?
My name is John Wilkes Booth, Lee.
John Wilkes Booth shot Abraham Lincoln.
Attention has been paid. All your life, you wanted to be part of something, Lee. You're finally going to get your wish.
What is this?
The past you never had. The future you'd abandoned. It's called history, Lee.
My name is Charles Guiteau. I assassinated President James Garfield.
Leon Czolgosz, William McKinley.
Sam Bick, I'm going to try to kill Dick Nixon.
John Hinckley, Ronald Reagan.
Lynette Fromm.
Sarah Jane Moore.
Gerald Ford.
Zangara, FDR.
I don't get this.
It's simple, Lee.
You're going to bring us back.
And make us possible.
We're in your debt, old boy.
This bud's for you, babe.
Bravo!
Yes, Lee. Yes. What's he doing?
Getting the hell out of here.
No.
Lee, I know things are happening kind of fast here, but you can't leave now.
No, watch me.
No, you have a responsibility here, Lee.
To who? To you?
Yes.
I'm responsible to me and to no one else.
Not anymore, Lee. 50 years from now, they'll still be arguing about the grassy knoll, the mafia, some Cuban crouched behind a stockade fence. But this... Right here, right now. This is the real conspiracy, and you're a part of it.
Get out of my way.
Listen to me, Lee. You have to do this. Now, you won't get another chance.
So what? So I'll do something else. I'll shoot my wife. I'll shoot my kids. I won't shoot anyone. Who cares?
He wants to know who cares. I care, you stupid fool. We all care. Haven't you been listening, for Christ's sake? Are you such a vapid, vacuous nonentity? Sorry. I'm sorry. John.
Yes, sir.
John, when Lee was 8, he had a dog. What was its name?
Tex.
The Marine sent him to radar school where?
The Naval Air Station, Jacksonville, Florida.
The KGB official who debriefed him in the Kremlin. What was his name and rank?
Lieutenant Colonel Boris Kutsov.
Lee, 18 years from now, when John tries to assassinate President Reagan, they're going to search his room. And you know what they're going to find? Every book about you ever written.
Can I have your autograph?
Take a look, Lee. Do you know what that is? Outside that window? That's America. The land where any kid can grow up to be president. The shining city, Lee. It shines so bright you have to shade your eyes. But in here, this is America, too. The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. An American said that, and he was right. But there are no lives of quiet desperation here. Desperation, yes. But quiet? I don't think so. Not today. Today, we are going to make a joyful noise. This is the big one. You're the big one. You're the one that's going to sum it all up and blow it all wide open. Why, after you.
Tell him. Should I tell him?
Yeah, tell him.
What the hell? Is Artie Bremmer here tonight? Where's Artie Bremmer?
It was a bum rap. My penis made me do it.
Who's next? Who else is out there?
Death to the enemies of Palestine.
Of course, see your hands, see your hands. And James Earl Ray.
Yeehaw!
Why do these rednecks always have three names? James Earl Ray, John Wilkes Booth,
Lee Harvey Oswald.
I've seen the future, Lee, and you are it.
And now the motorcade is turning onto Elm Street. There's someone holding up a banner, all the way with JFK. The president is smiling and waving as his car heads for Dealey Plaza, where it will swing past the Texas Book Depository.
People will hate me. They'll hate you with a passion, Lee. Imagine people having passionate feelings about Lee Harvey Oswald. Somebody, help me.
Per favore, la supplico.
Please, I beseech you.
Viviamo senza speranza.
We are the hopeless ones, the lost ones.
We live our lives in exile,
expatriates in our own country.
We drift from birth to death despairing.
Inconsolable.
But through you and your act, we dare to hope.
Through you and your act, we are revived and given meaning.
Our lives, our acts are given meaning.
Our frustrations fall away.
Our fondest dreams come true.
Today we are reborn through you.
We need you, Lee.
Without you, we're just footnotes in a history book.
Disappointed office seeker.
Deranged immigrant.
Vainglorious actor.
Without you, we're a bunch of freaks.
With you, we're a force of history.
We become immortal.
Finally, we belong.
To one another.
To the nations.
To the ages.
Bring us together, babe.
You think you can't connect? Connect to us.
You think you're powerless? Empower us.
It's in your grasp, Lee. All you have to do is move your little finger.
En la última escena reaparecen todos los asesinos, ahora con Lee Harvey Oswald entre sus filas, y todos juntos reafirman su lema, todo el mundo tiene razón, y con sus armas preparadas y enfiladas disparan hacia el patio de butacas donde se encuentra el público que ha ido a ver la obra.
You can close the New York Stock Exchange.
Shut down the schools in Indonesia.
In Florence, Italy, a woman will leap from the Duomo clutching a picture of your victim and cursing your name.
Your wife will weep.
His wife will weep.
The world will weep.
Grief, grief beyond imagining.
Despair.
The death of innocence and hope.
The bitter burdens which you bear.
The bitter truths you carry in your heart.
You can share them with the world.
You have the power of Pandora's box, Lee. Open it.
I envy.
We're your family.
I admire you.
I respect you.
Make us proud of you.
We're your family.
We're depending on you.
We're your family. Make them listen to us. We've been waiting for you. Make them listen, boy. We're our family.
Thank you.
has got the right to be happy. Don't be mad, life's not as bad as it seems. If you keep your goal in sight, you can climb to any height. Everybody's got the right to their dreams.
Everybody's got the right to be different.
If you want to be
even
different,
though at times they go to extremes.
Go to extremes.
Anybody can prevail.
Everybody's free to fail.
No one can be put in jail. Country
means that you've got the choice.
Be a scholar,
make a dollar.
Free country
means that you get a voice.
Scream and holler,
grab him by the collar.
Free country
means you get to connect.
That's it.
Means a right to expect that you'll have an effect, that you're gonna connect. 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 Your dreams. Everybody's got the light to their dreams.
Bueno. Este es el musical Assassins de Stephen Sondheim. Lo hemos podido escuchar aquí en Radio Sefarad. Y ya saben que la semana que viene, solo aquí, en esta radio, les espera un nuevo programa dedicado al musical de Broadway. Hasta entonces, les esperamos.